Hello.
Hi, it's Shane Bell. That's
Hey, how you
family
doing?
first. Hi, so you had a few minutes now?
I do. I have about maybe 3 to 5 minutes. If we can just go over the preliminaries real quick.
Okay, so what's the date of birth again?
8/5/56.
1956. Okay, so it should work now. Okay, here, I got it. Okay, I was able to pull up the Medicaid ID. And he's with Keystone First Community Health Services, and he has the waiver. Okay, great. That sounds good. Let me just transfer. You want me to add your number as the point of contact, or Walter
No, you can
has
use this number.
this number? So that would be 267-298-9899. And are you related to him?
Yes, I'm his son.
Okay, so you're his son. Okay. Walter and his Walter Knight. And what's the address?
His address is 4421 Walnut Street, Apartment 1,
okay, in
Philadelphia,
Philadelphia.
PA, 19104.
Okay, got it. And are there any minors in the home? Any kids?
Yes.
There are kids, okay. Okay, now, okay, so your name is, you'll be the caregiver, so you'll Walter as well, and your last name?
Nixon, Nixon.
And then you have the same number, 267-298-9899.
Yes.
And here is the son. Okay, so if it's 56 hours, we agreed to, did I say 15? Wait, let me go back. Okay, so we agreed to 15:50, right, for 56 hours?
Yes. Let me get my book.
15:50 for 56 hours. And then, just to confirm, you are in contact with the service coordinator from Keystone regarding the agency and everything?
Can you say that again, please?
Are you in contact with the service coordinator from Keystone?
You said, am I in touch with the service coordinator from
Yeah,
Keystone?
Yeah, because
yes.
If not, we usually on the call when we submit the information, we usually call the service coordinator so and we give them the information that you're going with this agency so they have the information so they could send over the authorization.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I am in touch with her. I actually talked to her a few minutes ago. I told her that I was going with you guys.
Oh, so you already told her that you're going with Family First?
Yes.
Okay, great, because, okay, so, okay, let me just pull up the information and take the number down. Okay, great. So now, and did she say anything about the hours, if it's confirmed 56?
No, she said that she can't confirm. She said she had to turn it off to the state and wait for
okay.
it to come back.
Oh, okay, but they submitted for 56.
Yes, yes.
Amazing, okay. And Walter Knight, current service coordinator. Okay, looks like Ann Rodriguez is the service
yes.
coordinator. Okay, so you spoke with Ann a few minutes ago.
Yes.
Okay, so I think that's fine. There's no need to call again at this moment, but I'll have an assigned an intake coordinator, so she will follow up as well once we have the hours and everything. Is it okay if I transfer you over to the intake representative from Family First, so she can introduce herself, and then she will send you the application so you can onboard as the caregiver.
Let me do this because I'm actually in the process of about to leave and get my son, because actually I have to finish up with my dad real quick. Is it possible I can give you guys a call back at like approximately, how long is it going to take?
I think it's just a quick call. If I have her available at this moment, I think it's just she just sent Tita just
Well, let's
really
do this. I can call back at approximately 2:45, and
I'll
have
you know
about
what? I'll
15
have
minutes.
Her call you back. Just make sure because I'm not sure because it won't
well, let's,
be.
Let's do this. I can start it with it. Only thing is, I'm expecting. Somebody from my father, I'm waiting for them. They should be here any minute, but if she wants to talk to me until they come, that's fine.
Okay, so let me see if I have her available right now.
Okay.
Okay, great. So I got Melissa available. She's actually amazing. So I'll transfer you over.
Okay.
To her. Okay, so I'll turn you right over, and she'll be take it from there.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hi, Shindo.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Thank you. I'm good. Thank you. So Shindo told me that your dad has 56 hours of services approved.
Well, it hasn't been approved yet. That's what they're recommending. It's being sent off, so you have to wait for it to come back. But that was the recommendation.
Got it. So he's new to services, correct?
Yes, he's been approved for services, yes.
Perfect. Okay, so what I'm going to do is, just to confirm, I'll she patched you in. What is your cell phone number?
267-298-9899.
I'm going to send you a text message, if it's okay, at this phone number with the hiring documents that's needed.
Okay.
That way you have it. Give me 1 second. 1, 2, 3. Actually, I'm going to send it from the HR line, so that way you can she'll follow up with you and make sure that it's only one phone number, not 1,000 sending messages. Okay, here we go. All right, so on the text, I'm going to send you over the onboarding documents, which is everything is you can do it online. Pretty much is the application, a direct deposit form, W-4 link, and a competency test, which is required from the state. You would also have to submit 2-year proof of residency, so it could be like a bill or anything that has your name and address, along with your IDs and a TB test.
Okay, as far as all the information, I probably didn't get it filled out. I don't know if I can get it to you, though, before the end of business today, though, but I should be able to get it filled out before the day's out.
Oh, no, no worries. You have time anyways. So, I mean, if you could do it today, that's fine. If you do it tomorrow, that shouldn't be an issue. You can also send your IDs through the – through. Did you get the message, the text?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so you can send your IDs and everything through there. So Monica is the HR coordinator. That's her phone number. She is not in right now, but she may be in a little later, or she definitely will be in tomorrow. So she'll follow up with your documents. But if you want to start completing them now, whenever it is, we can also get it on our end, and we'll upload it and make sure everything comes through.
Okay, thank you for your time. And once I get everything sent through, I'll wait to hear, or I'll give a call back.
Amazing. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.